World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, don't ask me. Pardon me, got a little frog in there today. Don't ask me. What are you talking about, Coach? I don't know. What's going on? I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. But I do know this. My wife, I love my wife so much. She hit me over the head. Honey, same thing every day. I know, but it's a continuing waking up of people. Look at that. Can you see that? Can't you see that? The deceptions, the lies. And if we would understand that, again, lies, deception, and fear. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Lies, deception, and fear. Just think about that. If there were no lies and deception and no fear, think what kind of country, what kind of life we would have. Think of the things that you believe that you find out aren't true. And what do you feel like when you find out somebody lied to you? Do you trust them again? See, Michelle and I, some of you out there will understand this. I'm going kind of the holistic method of taking care of myself, you know, vitamins, minerals. I go to chiropractors, not doctors. No offense, Paul, go to doctors. I understand that go to doctors. I'm not sure the weapons are what they got. I'm not sure those are the weapons I want to. Why do we think that giving somebody a drug would cure a problem? There's a reason why your body isn't working. And why would we think some pharmacological solution would be the answer? We've been so lied to medically in this country. So lied to. Think of all the vaccines we get, yada, yada, yada. Look, I don't want to get down that trail. I try to come here every day. I'm just telling you the truth. I try to come here every day as unbiased as I can. And if I know it, I'll tell you. And if I don't know it, I'm going to tell you. And I would hope that you guys would be, why would you want to believe something if it's not true? Why would you want to cling to something only to find out that isn't true? Cling to it for, you've been betrayed like that? Think about how many relationships, my phone going off there. Think how many relationships there are out there with husbands and wives, and some guy was going on a 10-year, he was going on with his wife, 10-year affair, and she didn't know it. And finally, after 10 years, she finds it. She says, oh, my God, was I ever deceived? I had no idea that was going on. It's kind of where we are, isn't it? Remember, I've told you this before. Who told you that, and why should you believe it? Always ask yourself those questions. Who told you that, and why should you believe it? And I think if we would not question everything, but the Bible says, right, that the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth. Take it to the Holy Spirit. Say, should I be doing this, Lord? Is this right? Lord, something smells wrong there. Okay, what is it? You ever get that intuition inside of you that, ooh, something isn't right here? That guy's not being honest with me. Get that? I get that a lot. And why? I said, somebody said, that's a Holy Spirit wink. Huh? Oh, yeah. Coach, you felt that, did you? Yeah, it was a wink. You better check that out. Don't just file that on the back and just say, well, that's just me. Well, it could be just you, but the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. So, I appreciate you all coming, joining with us every day. I don't know the truth. I'm seeking the truth. And you would have to admit that you're a heck of a lot smarter. If you've been here any length of time, you're either a whole lot smarter or a whole lot more confused than you were when you first started looking here. We're in a relentless pursuit of the truth, as Russell Limbaugh would have said. How about this? Tomorrow, Scott Shara is going to join us. Gracie's dad is going to join us tomorrow. Communicated with Scott yesterday because he's going to go to trial. It's a big deal that's coming up, and we want to be able to support him the way best that we can. Don't forget the annual. I'm not going to – can maybe Spence, you can throw that. Throw up Scott Sharp if you can. Grace, what is it? Grace's dad. What's the name of that? Grace's dad? I think Amazing Grace. Yes, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. He has a trial. I got another one. Jed, are you out there? Are you out there this morning, Jed? Hang on here. I'm looking down in here. Always, it seems like always when I call on guys are not in here.
Spencer, it's on the LAN website. It's an event.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mel. It's on the LAN website. And Jud, hey, don't it, Jud, not in here. That's all right. Jud has a case going to the U.S. Supreme Court. What? Yes. Yes. Jud has a case that is going to be heard at the U.S. Supreme Court. He kind of filed it, not pro bono. I can't remember that word that they have. Somebody called Jud and wake him up. Yes, going to the U.S. Supreme Court. You're going to hear more about that. See, we ought to try to get people in the courtroom for Scott Sharra, and we ought to try to get people in the courtroom for Jud. So I'm going to get you more information on all that kind of stuff. Let me take a breath. Don't forget our annual. Love for you to come be part of it. And for those of you who give $10 a month, some of you 2 months behind, some of you 3 months behind. Come on, man, throw $10 our way, will you? We help us do what we do here. It costs money. That's all I'm going to say about it. If you're not getting $10 a month good out of this, then don't give $10. And if you are getting $10 a month good, then give $10, will you? Man, oh, man. Oh, I got some good stuff. I'm going to stop a minute before I dive in. Anybody got something they're really beating hard on them? They want to make sure we get it in there before I get rolling. Because when I get rolling, I'm going to get rolling here. I'm going to get rolling. Anybody for the good of the group? Paul says get a Venmo app. Jared, I need to get a Venmo app. I don't even know what that is, but get me a Venmo app. Get me one of those things. You know, they threw me off of, what's that other one that everybody uses? PayPal? They threw me off. Yeah. How can they do that? I need a lawyer. I'd like to sue them for about $1 billion for discrimination. How can PayPal say we're not going to take any of your money anymore? Jeez, we Christians, we get pushed around so daggone. Okay. Nobody put their hand up. Nobody did. Okay. PayPal owns them. Great. Oh, go to number 10. I'm going to show you this. I showed this in the after show yesterday, but I didn't. Here's why we're in a mess. Okay, here's why we're in a mess. Well, number 10, Spencer. That date in June sky high is June 13, 14. It's that weekend. Mother's Day's weekend begins on Friday night. Okay, love for all of you. Hey, friends, look, some people can't afford it. You send a donation to us, we'll help others come that can't afford it, okay? Come on, help us out here. It's a team. There's the annual huddle, June 13th. It starts Friday, all day Saturday. And then that, we'll do church on Sunday, and then you take off and go. It'd be great. Be great. Come on. Be part of it. Be part. Where was it? What a hyper this morning. Let me say this. Best decision I ever made in my life. Second best decision. Best decision I ever made was receiving Christ. Best decision I ever made was marrying that little girl upstairs. Best thing. 40. Lord was smiling on me before I was even knew it. And we are yin and yang at some times, but I'm telling you, that girl's a stud. She's a stud. And I just want to continue to acknowledge that. What did I say to bring up in there? What did I say? He didn't respond yet. Number 10. Bring up number 10 for me. Number 10. I talked about this in the post show yesterday. Yes, we have a post show. If you want to join the post show, then go to CoachDaveLive.com. And you can join in. Scroll down here. Folks, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Keep going down. I want the colors. Go down to the colors. Go down. Keep going. Look at this, folks. Look at this. You tell me that we're not a house divided. This is how Christians voted, Protestants voted in the last few elections. You tell me that's not a divided house? That we can't get, somebody help me out here. Shouldn't most Christians be voting the same way? Shouldn't they? Let's just start here. Yeah, Beth, it's all by design. What's the main issue? When you go into the ballot box, if the pastor tells you not to mix religion and politics, then when you go to the ballot box, you're not going to mix religion and politics. You're going to go vote for maybe who's going to make the economy best. You're going to go vote for whatever variety of reasons. Who's going to cut your taxes? If that's the way you are, if you separate church and state, that's why you vote. But if you make it about killing unborn babies, because I'm going to tell you this, if you're a Christian and you're for abortion, I don't even know if you're saved. How could you possibly be for the killing of little children created in the image of God and then go vote that way? So for me, I vote for the one first who's going to protect little babies. If they won't defend little unborn babies, do you think they're going to be good to me when they go pass their laws? They'll kill a baby, but they'll be fair to me. Come on. Smarter than this, aren't we? Smarter. So here's what we're dealing with. Right there it is. And then, so we said, wow, 58% of people voted for Trump or voted for Republicans. 40% didn't. That's almost half. So we got half of the church voted with the transgender freaks. Folks, come on, man. And this, again, is a result of you being taught religion and politics don't mix. You could be a good Christian person, Catholic person, and go in there and pull the lever for a guy who's going to murder babies, and a guy who's for transgenderism, and a guy who's for homosexuality and teaching it to your children. But
amen.
We're Christians, and we don't mix religion and politics. Do you see the lie? You see it? And then your pastor won't take a position. Pull up Charlie Kirk, number 8. I saw this morning. I was cheering this morning. Hang on, we're going to get going. Listen to Charlie Kirk. I think Charlie Kirk must be listening to Coach Dave live. Go ahead.
Kirk called out so many churches here. Watch this.
You know, Donald Trump's not as pro-life as me. I say, well, has your pastor spoke out regularly against the slaughter of the unborn? Well, no, my pastor doesn't do politics. Oh, so you want Donald Trump to speak out on holy matters when the person you tithe and offer to that you call your home church won't even whisper about it. Got it. Church is a place where you go to be saved and corrected. It is not a place to be told about how your lifestyle is the greatest thing ever. You go there to be reminded that you need a savior and that your life is currently in error. But people don't like that. They say, well, that's not very nice. Well, hold on a second. What exactly are you running here? Is it a church, which is about correction and elevating the divine? Or is it a place where a TED talk occurs with organized parking, above average coffee, and a motivational speech, and good music with nice lights? What exactly are you running there? You see, a church, in its proper context, should be unafraid to go against the culture and not conform to the world, but preach the word.
Charlie Kirk called out so many.
Wow, huh? What? Huh? Paul Gosling, come on in. I got a lot this morning. I'm going to try to behave. Go ahead.
Real quick, I registered to vote 3 days ago, and it has all these parties you're supposed to check off. Yep. And they had one that didn't have a party, and I actually put Christian on there. And the lady looks at it, and she goes, that's not a party. And I says, yeah, okay. And I left, you know. I mean, that's a true story, Coach.
Isn't that something? That's not a party. God bless us. She said, divide and conquer, oldest trick in the books, right? Come on, divide and conquer. Go back to the Civil War. What did they do? They divided them. They surrounded them, right? Divide and conquer. And throw that picture back up there again, Spencer. 60% or 60% of Christians are voting to save the lives of unborn children, and at least 40% aren't. I mean, if you just take that one issue. But see, you'll talk to the people that say, well, that's not what I'm making my decision on. Well, you dummy. How is America going to be blessed by God when we kill those little babies created in his image? The image bearers of Christ, we kill. And people go to the ballot box, and that's not even an issue to them, because they think a woman should have a right to choose. Well, can somebody tell me anybody else that has a right to commit murder? Can you choose murder? If you're a doctor, you can. If you're a pharmaceutical company, you can. But the average person isn't allowed to choose murder. Murder isn't a choice. And so they have to call it something else. They have to call it a medical procedure. because they call it a medical procedure. Or how I love this one, a woman's right to choose, women's rights. See, they won't call it what it is. If they called this baby murder, those numbers would change. Words have meanings. RJ, come on in.
Yeah, just briefly, the critical thing on this graph here is that this is specifying mainline Protestants. So what happened there over the past 100 years or so, the mainline Protestants have ministers that come out of the seminary system.
Amen.
And those were targeted and undermined. So that's where this graphic shows if you said spirit-filled Christians and evangelicals, it's going to change that graphic.
Hey, that's John, let me tell you something, RJ. Not if you read this article. That's a misnomer. Sorry, well, dude. Evangelical Christians, they're voting pocketbook issues, baby. And evangelical Christians have been taught love everybody. God doesn't judge anybody. Right? Somebody with me out there? So, see, they buy into the mess. Why? Because as Charlie Kirk said, the pastor won't talk about what really matters. Pull up Paul Harvey for me, number 9. Pull that up there. You guys remember him, don't you?
The prophecy has just resurfaced, and Joe Rogan cannot believe the predictions.
I remember every day, and my mom, I'd be hanging out as a young kid. The news would come on 12:30, and then it would go about 6-7 minutes at 12:38. Paul Harvey came on. Anybody remember that besides me? That Paul Harvey would come on. He'd give about a 6-minute commentary every day. I grew up in my house listening to Paul Harvey. Good day. Anybody remember that? I did, right? So this is Paul Harvey. How many years ago said this? Go ahead. Good day.
Paul Harvey.
If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and 4/5 of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray, after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild.
Wow.
Until within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Boom.
Paul Harvey.
What year was that?
Good day. Right? Boom. Huh? Boom. Is that it? So, Oh my goodness. I hear you, Michelle. She didn't say it. She said, honey, you say the same thing over and over. Friends, look, you can watch all the TV, all the internet you want, and they are not pointing the finger at the church. They're pointing the finger politically. The answer is this, the answer is that, the answer. None of it true. The solution is Christ, his body, the church being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I'm sorry that if I continue to harp on it, but all this other stuff is just a waste of time. Just a waste of time.
Distraction.
Pardon? Dysfunction. Dysfunction. I'm going to show you one more thing here, and then it's open. You can jump in here anytime you want to. Golly, which one? I like this guy. Pull up Josh Hawley, number 6. Oh, yeah. But, hey, friends, Are you looking at me? Do people really believe a man can be a woman? I mean, people that you know, real clear thinking people, not even, you don't have to be a Christian. Do people really think David Arthur, he's David's in here today. You really think a man can be a woman? I was watching an interview the other day with Bruce Jenner, when he was Bruce. And now he's Caitlyn. And we act like that's normal. It's normal. Folks, why do we follow in the delusion with them? A man can't be a woman. You can hack off whatever you want to hack off. It flies right in the face of the gospel. He created them male and female, the Bible says. Created he them, male and female, created he them. So they have to do what? They have to get rid of God. Certainly there is no God, there is no religion. So therefore then, well, maybe a man could be a woman. Josh Hawley's a stud. Going, this is a judge. Judge. Our courts have been infiltrated with unrighteous, communist, atheistic judges. And judges are kritocracy. America is being controlled by judges. The president of the United States can issue an edict, and then some flunky judge in Cincinnati, Ohio, can say, nope, I don't stand here. What? Where are we? I like Josh Hawley because he doesn't let up. Go ahead.
Democrat witness was adamant in the fact that she wanted men to be able to use women's locker rooms and women's bathrooms, and Josh Hawley was not having it. Please watch this video.
You don't think that there really is any clear-cut distinction between male and female as biological categories. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
That's what you wrote.
Sorry. That is not correct.
Well, that's what you wrote. I'm reading your article, your Time Magazine article. Just to be clear, you wrote this while you were a sitting judge, 2017? You were on the bench?
That is correct, after a case I had.
Right. So, interesting choice to be writing opinion pieces about your cases. But in any event, you say that controversial pieces of legislation enacted in the last two decades rely on a clear-cut interpretation of sex, what I just asked you. But you say that that's wrong. In fact, gender is an intricate continuum and not two tidy boxes. That's what you say. So have you changed your opinion? You just gave me a different answer.
I believe that generally speaking, there are two sexes, male and female, that are designated by a doctor at birth, and that that applies to the vast majority of people.
But the laws that are based on that.
Hang on. It's not assigned by a doctor at birth. It's not assigned by a doctor at birth. Go ahead.
Distinction are impermissible. That's what you say in this article. Is that correct? That's still your view?
That is not what I say.
Really? You say that if there is, for instance, a law that requires a distinction between male and female in bathrooms, that the judges cannot apply that law with any consistency, apply it consistent with equal protection. It's virtually impossible for judges to consistently apply a law.
Friends, look, we better wake up, right? They've seized the judicial branch. The left has seized it. Obama, Biden, judges, communist, lefty, atheistic judges. And so we're seeing the judiciary elevate itself above. The only office in America voted on by all the people is the President of the United States, not some federal judge. The Supreme Court doesn't answer to the voters. They don't have to ever get reelected. They can do whatever the hell they want to do. And that's one of the reasons we're in the mess we're in. Okay, I want you to see that. We'll shut up. Somebody come on in. Well, I'm getting another one ready. Go ahead. By the way, one more thing as you line up, number four, pull up, number four. Don't do it. Thank you to all of you who sent me information on what? Real ID. Now, I was going to go get some, I was talking about my, you have to get a, you can't fly. I can't fly right now because I don't have a real ID driver's license. I don't have one. So I have to go get one if I want to be able to get on a plane again. And I noticed my wife has one. On her last birthday, she got a new driver's license, and it just was real ID. They asked, do you want that? Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't know. So I was actually driving to the license bureau, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, to renew my license. I fly some. And somebody sent me a video. And I watched the video on the way to the license bureau, and I turned around. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. Real ID, watch this video. It's a minute, 25 seconds.
And so there are about 110 million Americans who have not chosen to do the Real ID. And all 110 of them and everybody else should choose never to do the Real ID. If you already have one, if you've got a gold star on, go and get a standardized driver's license. If you're afraid of flying, go get your passport. But do not take the Real ID, because the whole idea here in the state of Pennsylvania asked Trump to shut down this program. Yep. They called it a usurpation of states' rights. Yep. The federal government has taken over driving and identification over the entire country. And they're going to take all of your primary identification documents and keep them for themselves. You're going to have to give them your social security number, your birth certificate, and your marriage certificate, and they will hold them. They've never had them before. You are essentially recertifying yourself as an American, and then they want to put this and digitize it, put it on your phone, and be able to shut down your access anytime you do something they don't like. This is not a simple ID card. And this is probably going to move into the global UN identification system that the UN wants to create for the entire world. This is your opportunity to shut this down.
Get a passport. Get a passport. Jack, come on in.
Sorry, I beg to disagree. She's full of crap. Once you're in the database, that database is not going away. It can't be erased. Real ID is now they're talking. Well, we can repeal the Patriot Act. Amazing. Now that we've got it, all you people are in the database, we can go ahead and repeal the Patriot Act. Come on, people, wake up. It's a limited hangout. They already got you. They can shut everything down. The Real ID has been the destruction of the Fourth Amendment since it started.
So, Jack, I should go get the Real ID card?
No, you shouldn't have a license, but you're already in it. I don't care if you have renewed your license in the last 6 years.
Jack, I get it.
I'm terrified for the people that are in that system. You cannot get out of it. It's a database, and it's international, and it's Interpol, and damn, what a mess.
Jack, so get a Real ID or not? That's the issue.
You do. You have it if you have a driver's license, because the states have been federalized. We don't have sovereign states.
Jack, I don't have to get a Real ID. I don't have to. I know they got my information. I know they got that. I don't have to get a Real ID. You're not telling me to get a Real ID, are you, Jack?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's it. That's all. Cool. Brett, come on in.
So, Coach, I guess when I hit 60, my military ID card had to be renewed, and of course, I had no idea. But as we're down at the base renewing our ID cards, I just happened to ask, is this going to be Real ID? Oh, yeah, this is Real ID. Well, you don't have a choice, Coach. If you want a driver's license here in PA, now mine's coming up upon renewal. I don't think there's a choice. If you're going to get a driver's license, it's going to be a Real ID.
Well, I'm still okay here in Ohio, Brett. It's state by state right now. And Jack connected all of this to the Patriot Act, folks. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All connected to the Patriot Act. Scared of those Muslims, remember? Those Muslims that flew into those towers. Remember those guys that couldn't fly a plane? By the way, our son-in-law is taking lessons to fly a plane. He couldn't take a few lessons and fly a 747 in that building. Oh, well, conspiracy theory. Here we go. Come on, Vinny.
language. We got to take the language back, Coach. These scumbags, these freaks, these degenerates, they're using our words. They're mimicking us. Right. But they have no
Benny, let me pause a minute.
Yes.
The silence of the pulpits. Go ahead. By the way, with most pulpits, maybe telling us to do it. Go ahead.
Well, it's because they've been taught Davy and Goliath Christianity. Okay, Davy, let's just go along, Davy. Right? That's a bunch of nonsense. No, we're here to occupy. We're here to stand our ground.
We're in a war, Benny. We're in a war. And you know this, folks. How could so many of American pastors encourage their people to take the vaccine? That ought to tell you all you need to know about where we are.
Boom.
That if a pastor told his people not to take the vaccine, he was an enemy of the state, right? He was an enemy of the state. Well, what he doesn't realize, he already is. He just doesn't know it. Angie.
Good morning. So many great things to talk about this morning. But I did want to tell you, I of course, you know, once you have your driver's license again, it's Jack is right. I mean, you're already in the system. Yeah, the real ID is just another tack of the system. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand that the real ID was passed in 2005 as a response to the 9/11, right? Well, it's been 20 years since that was passed, and every administration has kicked this can down the road until now, 20 years later, we're having to get a stupid real ID when in reality, 20 years has pretty much proven we don't need it. Okay. We don't need the real ID because it's been 20 years since 24 years now since 9/11. And it's pretty much proven that we don't really need this, right? We don't really even need all the stupid TSA things. Taking your shoes off at the airport is insanity. This is where we are. And, I think I wanted to respond to the part where we were talking about 40% of Christians were voting Democrat. Well, you've got to understand the mindset of the church nowadays. And I know this. I've been in many different churches, is that the government is really truly the God, right? Amen. They're bowing to that God. And so when you either serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or you serve the government of God, the God government, right? Amen. That's really where people are right now. They don't understand that you're bowing to the God of government and they're doing everything in the name of Jesus. John Kasich passed Medicaid expansion in the name of Jesus. He literally did that. He told us that. He said, I can't look at God on the great day of judgment and he asked me why I didn't pass Medicaid. I'm like, are you kidding me? God is not going to ask you why you didn't pass Medicaid expansion. But he used his religion as a bully pulpit to pass Medicaid expansion.
Angie, he might believe that. He might really believe it too. Right?
I'm sure he does. Well, and that's really what most people do. We Romans 13, right? We bow to the government.
Yep.
God.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Andy. Hey, listen, I'm going to get you, Rochelle. Don't go away. And Judah, don't go away. I want to show this. Go to number seven. Here's another good reason not to get a real ID. Huh, folks? Go to the 3 minute mark. We're using, are you ready for this, folks? We're using 1980 technology in our air traffic control system. Did you understand what I'm saying? They haven't even upgraded the technology. And they wonder why planes or helicopters are flying today. Folks, start the 3 minute mark and let's just listen to a little of this. Go ahead.
Was worried about flying into Newark or flying out of Newark. What would you tell me?
I would tell you, Katie, that it's safe to fly out of Newark. I don't have a concern about safety as much as I do being massively inconvenienced. So you're kind of rolling the dice on connecting through or flying from Newark because there will likely be delays or cancellations if these air traffic control outages keep occurring.
It's confusing to me because when you have an outage where they lose contact with radar and communications, screens go black, they can't even talk to the planes. And say it's the middle of the day when there are a lot of flights coming in, how can that still be safe?
Did you hear that, folks? The screens go dark and they can't even talk to the pilots. Go ahead.
To fly into Newark.
Well, I will admit, Katie, that it does decrease, or excuse me, it increases the risk of a potential collision or some other event. But there are backup systems. Each facility has an emergency backup system or emergency procedures. They can relay radio orders from other facilities to the airplanes. The pilots themselves are trained to handle these types of what they call NORDO, no radio procedures. So there's backups. It isn't like things just start falling out of the sky, but it does increase the risk of a collision.
It is an extremely clogged airspace. Newark, New York, LaGuardia, New York JFK, all within the same few miles of each other, meaning the airspace is just filled to the brim with airlines. What can be done in the immediate moment to make it safer in case there is an emergency?
Oh, free. Hey, I know what they need to do. Frisk everybody before they get on the airplane. Make sure they don't have any liquids or anything like that. That'll keep everybody safe. Go ahead.
Well, some of the things can be done by the airlines. For example, United Airlines is cut back, I think, 35 flights per day coming in and out of Newark, which is a major hub for them. And you can bet the FAA is talking their controllers and enhancing the backup
right,
procedures.
You get it. Folks, the airways aren't safe. You go fly on an airplane, you got to take your shoes off. They grab you by the, in your private, oh yeah, they grab your private parts, are frisking you, right? And the freaking air traffic controllers are using 1980 technology. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey there. Good morning, team.
Morning.
So, now we know why everybody in New Jersey is mad all the time. First of all. I wanted to come in on that real ID thing.
Okay.
It was actually, I don't know how many years ago they implemented in Florida, but like my children who are, they're adults, they're in their 20s. They've never had an ID that wasn't a real ID.
Yeah.
And then every time if you went to re-up your ID, like my husband went like, I don't know, 7 years ago, and it was just slipped in and given to him. You weren't even really aware.
Yep.
And then when I tried to go and renew my license in January and not get the real ID, like other states had an alternative. There is no alternative in Florida, and your passport will not work as a driver's license.
Really?
Yeah. And I've got a business. I got to drive. And here's the thing. They really give you no choice. If you want to drive a car, you're turning it into a real ID, but we have to, in our minds as Christians, discuss this. We have to say, okay, where do we draw the line? Mm-hmm. Where is this 666 mark of the beast? What and where does that look like? Because what they're doing is they're getting us closer and closer and closer. Yep. And who knows, getting everybody into this real ID system could be a way to, maybe they purposely sabotage it and screw everybody up just so that they are forced into another system where they have to have something attached to them. I don't know. You know, I'm just speaking from what the Bible points to. But this is where us as Christians, we have to have these conversations and be willing to say, don't let them outsmart us.
That's right.
Don't let them boil us in water and inch us closer and closer and closer to giving up our soul.
Convenience, Rochelle. We do. We give in over convenience. I don't want to stand in a line. Convenience. Oh, well, don't worry about it. Right? Right.
Yes.
Remember when all this patriot stuff was about? I thought it was about Muslim terrorists. Huh? Didn't you?
Yeah. And just one more thing, Coach. I'm so glad that you questioned the media. I mean, it's like so politically incorrect. It makes you a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
And it just becomes the mob's weapon, you know, this accusations. And they don't have to prove anything. They just,
loving the charge. They're just conspiracy theorist, racist, bigot, homophobe, and nobody wants to be called any of those names. And so we shut up. Judd.
Hey, obviously, lots of very good topics here, and very good to educate. I guess just topics regarding the real ID topic. If people really want to understand the ID aspects, from facial recognition to your DNA and to the vaccine topics, anyone born within a hospital system for years, they've had all these details trackable. So it's a lot deeper than a lot of people want to understand or comprehend. The real ID topic has actually changed. It's evolved over the last, I guess, would be last two administrations of when it was first released. But just to maybe add a little bit of, I mean, there's opinions and everything regarding having a driver's license and being part of that system. I have a driver's license, and you know, it is what it is. However, I will say this. It's evolved and changed at the DMVs in every state. And what I did notice, because my wife and I both did, went down to have them done, and I gave the lady the paperwork. And when I gave her the paperwork, my wife gave her the paperwork, and she gave her wedding license, which was extreme to be able to do. They did not in any way, shape, or form take the information or data and scan it and put it in a database system. So that it's a little bit of fear porn. All they did was just acknowledge it. She took out a piece of paper, did a check mark, and just said, hey, okay, now you're, yeah, you now have a real ID. So I think there's a media alternative fear porn on the topic a little bit. Again, because if you have your driver's license, you have your driver's license. They're not collecting data. They're not storing extra data that they don't already have. So just keep that in your mindset. And then also, this topic is connected to where the elections were going and what the elections were supposed to be and where the puck is skating to. There's going to be an executive order that's going to come out regarding paper ballots and the ability to vote in the 2026 election.
Oh, boy.
And guess what?
See, you have to have an ID to get on a plane, but not an ID to vote, right?
But guess what? In 2026, you're going to need a ID and a real ID to vote. So take it to the bank.
Amen, buddy. Wow. I don't take it to the bank. I get what you mean. Johnny.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Good morning, Coach.
Take it I to just your bank, Coach. Bury it in the backyard.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny.
I just wanted to offer an idea about that airline industry thing. Now, you think about this. All up until the time of pretty much kind of the Biden administration, okay? Now, that technology might be from the 80s, but you can't tell me that through the advancement of technology in which they have advanced these aircraft, that they haven't advanced the traffic control towers as well. They have to match it. So I don't necessarily agree with that, what you just put on, simply because we know that DEI came in a big way. People were being removed from those seats in those towers and being replaced with people who are unqualified. Okay. Right. And so now they want to lay it on 80s technology. Well, you think about it. When did traffic accidents in the air start really ramping up? Just in the past 4 years, really?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Yeah, we've had some, but that got to be careful what we listen to, because DEI, they're putting people who do not have the qualifications instead of just the color of their skin. And we know that the world is in an uproar right now to change everything and to destroy America. So yes. I just say, be careful what we listen to. I don't necessarily agree with that, because the technology worked before. How come it's not working now?
Johnny, I ask this very question every time I go through security at the airport. Hey, when was the last time you guys caught a gun? They just look at me. Don't I have to go through this, make sure I don't have a gun? When's the last one you caught? It's all just, folks, it's all just power and control. Brett, come on in.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this goes back to Rochelle. So the point that she was making, so, you know, as far as when do we quit? When do we get out of, it's not so much when, we probably should have done it already. I think the bigger question is how. You know, it's just like January 6th, day 6, you know, how do we do this stuff, which we failed miserably down there? And a number of people went there. A lot of people went to jail. And I think if Trump would not have gotten in office, we would have all been in jail that had set foot on that property, on the grounds, not in the building, on the grounds. So how do we do it?
You believe that, don't you, Brett? I believe that if Merrick Garland had remained in power, who knows how many of us would have been locked up.
Yep.
Now, I know this. They listen to my show every day. Now, I trust, is it Kash Patel, the FBI director? Kash Patel ain't coming after me, I don't think. Merrick Garland was coming after me. He was coming after us, folks. And again, it comes back to whether you like Trump or not, Trump ain't against us. I don't think. I mean, nobody really knows how this controlled system, really this global controlled system works. None of us really know, do we? We don't really know. But I say it over and over and over and over again, that Donald Trump has made it legal to be Christian again. It's legal. And the question then is, when is the church going to engage and understand that it's okay to be Christian and let's advance the kingdom? You guys know what is LifeWise. Betty, I'm not criticizing LifeWise. People, analyzing things is not being critical. Okay? I'm for LifeWise. God bless LifeWise. You guys know what LifeWise is? Spencer, pull that up real quick. LifeWise. This is all across America now. LifeWise Academy is they take children. By the way, courts are fighting this, of course. Voluntarily taking children out of school and taking them to a local church and doing some Christianity with them. LifeWise Academy. They have buses, all kinds of money. Oh, don't get me going on that. But anyway, this is happening. And then people get mad at me when I say, there we go again, Christian. There you go. Huh? Taking a little bit of the crumbs off the table. Why can't we use a room in the school? Why can't we do it in the school? Let those who want to come, parents who want their children to come, go to the gymnasium, go to the auditorium, and learn about Jesus. Why do we have to take them off campus and think that's a victory? And then people get mad, say, oh, Coach Dave, you're critical. I'm not being critical. I'm asking the very question at the heart of freedom of religion. If those parents want their children to learn about Christ, why do they have to be bussed off campus to do it? Anybody have an answer for me?
Amen.
We think it's a victory. Oh, we're all excited about LifeWise Academy. And I am too. I am too. What? You mean we can't say, hey, today, listen, oh, go over the PA. Hey, during your lunch hour, anybody wants to come and be part of LifeWise, come to the auditorium, come down to the gymnasium. What? We can't do that? Can't do that? How about this? Hey, anybody wants to learn more about butt sex? Butt sex, come on down there. Oh, no, we'll just do that in health class. We'll just do that right in health class. You don't need your parents' permission or anything. Do you see what I'm talking about? And if those who are involved in LifeWise stood up and said, you know, we could save a heck of a lot of money if we didn't have to bus people. We'd save a lot of money. We didn't have to coordinate getting all those kids out. We'd save a lot of money. We got us a school there, big auditorium. Why can't we just take all the kids to the auditorium and do LifeWise? Anybody have an answer for me? I'll tell you why. Because we're used to crumbs. We're used to crumbs. Oh, you'll let us teach about Jesus? Oh, we can get them on a bus and drive them over here. And hey, Betty, are you out there, Betty? And Betty's always out. Because Betty drives to LifeWise. I'm not making, God bless Betty. God bless you, Betty. I'm not being critical of it. Why do we have to box them? Anybody help me with that? Anybody explain to me why? Have to bus them off of campus? And they teach about butt sex in school. They teach about homosex in the school. How come when they're going to do homosexual training, they don't have to bus them off campus? And again, They throw us a bone and we chew on the bone and claim victory. And I'm all for kids learning. I got all out of control. Don Voss, come on in, Don.
When I was a child coach, our catechism class was in a schoolroom. and we didn't get bused anywhere.
Yeah, but
it was in the classroom.
It was in the classroom, right? Morality was taught in the classroom. Morality was taught, common morality was taught to everyone. And what was that common morality? The Ten Commandments. You can be whatever religion you want. Don't lie, don't steal, don't covet, don't commit adultery, don't covet, right? Come on, taught it to everybody. And now we have to sneak the Christians off campus. Somebody come on. I feel like I got more, but I feel like I'm hanging out there. I'm hanging out there alone. Let's say, Coach Dave, you're never satisfied. Well, yeah, I'm satisfied. I want Natural Family Month. Anybody else want Natural Family Month? I think we ought to have Natural Family Month. Have you gone to your pastor about that? Why don't pastors want LifeWise during school hours in school? Could the pastors, I don't know, raise a ruckus and get it in their local schools? Because we know this, some of the schools, Newark, Ohio, it's happening right here, the atheists have risen up and they're trying to block LifeWise. They don't even want you to be able to take them off campus. No tax dollars involved with it. Rochelle, go ahead.
Yeah, this, you know what, this is reminding me of, I'm working on another booklet, and there's a quote that I included in it, and it's by David Spangler, who was, it was in the United Nations. And this is what he said. This, you know, just think about this when you're wondering why do we have to jump through all these hoops to teach our kids the truth? Oh, he said, no one will enter the new world order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the new age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. So they want you to be the furthest from God as possible in order to get you into a situation where you're like, oh, Lucifer, my loving father. Okay. It's all geared towards deception. Yeah. And the younger you get these kids, the better. Yeah. Of course, they're going to make it hard to give these kids a connection with our creator. Yes. Can I also share something else with you about our, you know, entire political system? Sure. This is some research that I didn't do, but I'm just pulling it all together. It's just shocking. And I'm sure a lot of you already know this. I know I'm late to the table on some of this, but researchers I've only gone up to 43 presidents, but out of 43 of them, 33 of them can be traced back to the bloodline of Charlemagne, who was in the year 800 crowned by Pope Leo III to be the Holy Roman Emperor. So anyway, David Icke does some research in his book. I think it was The Biggest Secret Ever. And it says, he said that the Democrat and Republican candidates are chosen by the elitists, the super rich, who have throughout history claimed to be the divine right to rule. So this divine right to rule. And if you go back and just take a look at all of the Time magazine covers that Trump has been on the cover of, and you'll start to get an idea that they have been grooming him, even him, for this position as president. They have big, big plans. They are very, very patient. This goes back, you talk about all the time, the Communist Manifesto that was written into our congressional our congressional record some 50 something years ago or more. We know their plan. We know it. Just like Albert Pike, you know, with the three world wars, we know the plan, but we're not doing the correct things to stop it. What we're doing is we're picking at that church and that church and that church, and none of us are coming together to even say that killing a baby is wrong. We are so misguided, Coach. It's okay. Keep saying it. Somebody will listen.
Every week I'm reading on the screen. Folks, language, words mean things. Every week, tens of thousands of public school students legally attend LifeWise. So in other words, Bible training outside of LifeWise, is that not legal then? Legally? What do we mean? Laura Ann, come on in.
Coach, can I please pray?
Sure.
Because, hope deferred makes the heart sick, and hearts are sick because, like, you can't focus always on the fear. You have to focus on the hope and the answer to the problem.
Amen.
So Jesus died for us instead of us having to do that, right? So there's hope, right? So yes. Lord God, I want to thank you for this huddle. I want to thank you for Coach. I want to thank you for his wife that walks with him and his family that supports him, for the tears that are wiped off his face and off his wife's face because she's so scared and frustrated sometimes because we don't know the battle that they face on a day-to-day behind the scenes in their office, in their locker room. So Lord God, we thank you for this time that we can all come together because you are the God of hope. Your hope is limitless. It was proven when you sent your son, because you are a child first parent, to protect your kids, to adopt us into your family, though we are like some really nasty, nasty kids. I mean, we're mean. We beat each other up. We're mean on the playground. We're mean on the field. But yet you still said, I love you with an everlasting love. My arm is not too short to save. And that my love bears all things. And that word bear means to protect. Your love protects as a good, good father. So thank you for your name being hope, your name being love, your name being mercy, your name being grace, and your name being the name that's above all names. And everything that's been talked about today and all the thousands of shows that have been done, every single one of those demons still bow to you and have to answer to you. You are the reason why Satan can't win. His name is not above yours. He's below you. You crushed his head. You defeated him. You gave us life. Death does not sting anymore. It's just an annoying gnat that won't leave us alone. But Lord God, you are the one in control of it. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for being sovereign. Thank you for putting the demons in their place and reminding Satan he has no voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Real quickly, thanks, Laura Ann. I pull up number 1A. I came across this today. I actually read it to my wife this morning. Romans 12, King. We know what Romans 12 is. Therefore, by mercy of God, present your body, living sacrifice, so be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yeah. I pulled it up, Spencer, in the Message Bible. I read this to my wife this morning. The Message Bible. Stop it! I know it's not the Word of God. I know. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, you're sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attentions on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have the responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings the goodness to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is, what He does for us, and not by what we are and what we do for Him. In this way, we are like various parts of a human body. Each part, talking to you now, each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us find our meaning and function as a part of His body. But as a chopped off finger or caught off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, talking about you, let's just go ahead and be what we're made to be without being envious or prideful or comparing ourselves with each other, trying to do something we aren't, trying to be something we're not. If you preach, just preach God's message. nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to teaching. If you give, encourage guidance. But be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open, be quick to respond. And if you work with a disadvantage, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. Curse, no cursing under your breath. Laugh when your friends are happy. Shed tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. And if you got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, God says. I'll take care of it. Our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person a lunch. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with your goodness. And don't you dare let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Boom. See you tomorrow.